Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And of course, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNS Radio, KNSS, I forgot an S, Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter as well, at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to get the latest updates on the show. So Governor Kelly's office has been altering COVID data, flat out misleading the public. You've got mayors and county commissioners, especially down here in Sedgwick County. It's terrible. Here in Sedgwick County, the mayor and the county commissioners, two of them, the commission chairman and the vice chairwoman, Lacey Cruz, have regular meetings with hospital administrators, but don't share that information with the public or their colleagues. So you tell me, do you trust the data coming from our state and local governments? Give us a call, 316-869-1330. Blake, you're on the John Whitmer Show.
Hey, John. Blake here. Great
How are
to be
you,
with
sir?
You again.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, no problem. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, I mean, you tell me, do you believe the stuff? Obviously, you got Lee Norman who goes on every day or every, I guess he's now, they've cut him back probably because he lies too much. Governor Kelly still does her daily briefings. Do you buy the stuff, or are you as skeptical as I am now?
At this point, I don't trust anything that is coming from Topeka, especially after April when the Democrats and the government tried to shut down my friend Luke in McPherson. He owns a barbershop. And I've told you this before, he adhered to social distancing and all the guidelines, but they still threatened to shut his business down. They still threatened to arrest him, but I could go to Walmart and not wear a mask. Like, I don't understand this, John.
I remember that story, the sheriff, and I don't think the sheriff, I mean, I remember seeing an interview with the sheriff, and he was reluctant, but there was nothing he could do. I mean, it was a lawful order. The DA or whatever it was up there wanted to get it, you know, basically, I'm sure was following his orders from the governor's office. Whatever happened with his business, has he survived the pandemic? Is he still in business?
As far as I know, he's doing great. In fact, a couple months ago, Roger Marshall went and got his hair cut there.
Good for him.
So I'm sure he's doing great. I defer to Luke on anything that he's saying, but I just want to give him a shout out because obviously that's a government overreach that shouldn't ever be acceptable in Kansas.
Well, and you know, we had not too long ago, we had Ryan Kriegshauser, who's an attorney up in Johnson County, uh-huh. who's representing a number right. of these restaurants and bars that are suing. And, you know, he brought up a couple of instances, the one case where the restaurant, it was a bar, so they took the governor's recommendation and they completely reformatted. They got a food and beverage license. They pivoted right. so that they could serve more food. And the county mm-hmm. went ahead and said, no, it doesn't count because you just got your food license. You didn't used to have it before. And so they still shut them down. This is the insanity of this administration, the way that they arbitrarily right. apply their rules. Churches have to close, but abortion clinics have to stay mm-hmm. open. It's almost as if she is playing favorites and pandering to the people who support her and mm-hmm. shutting down those who disagree with her.
I agree. And, John, you shared a video on Facebook, I think it was today, of this this congregation out of Idaho where these people were arrested for worshiping outside.
Yes.
They were outside, John. This makes no sense to me. They were outside. They were 6 feet apart. Yet they were arrested by exercising their right to worship freely. This is outrageous.
Yeah, I saw a similar video recently of a pastor who was preaching in his parking lot, and the same thing, because they had shut down, you know, the churches were closed, so he decided, okay, we'll have an outdoor service in the parking lot, mm-hmm. and they had literally marked out squares and were, you know, keeping everybody socially distanced, and the sheriff came, and right. you could hear the sheriff saying, I'm sorry, but they still arrested him and drug him off in handcuffs for having right. an outdoor parking lot worship service. This is the insanity.
Right. This is ridiculous. And we cannot allow the governor of Kansas to engage in behavior that's similar to that or even go down that path. When you start getting a taste of power, you don't want to give it up. And the people of Kansas have got to keep her accountable.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's going to take people like us. It's going to take people like you, brother, mm-hmm. standing up yep. and saying no. And that's what we need. We need folks like you. We need, because I can do it all day long, but it's going to take the grassroots folks to say no. I appreciate you, brother. Stick around. I got a great guest coming up here after the 8 o'clock hour, okay?
See you, John.
Thank you, brother. Time. Speaking of which, after the 8 o'clock break, Alim Bakari is going to be with us. He's the senior technology correspondent for Breitbart News. He is going to share with us some, frankly, it's just a sinister anti-democratic plot against conservatives and the president that exists deep within America's big tech companies. It's an amazing story. He'll be with us here coming up after the top of the hour break. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.